Sandusky's fired up here. One of the members from the band just ran a quarter mile around the track with a play. Coming out that pistol, favoring the right side with trips to the right. Hand out to Spicer right up the middle. Has room to run. Does he have it? No, not quite yet. A four-yard gain down to the one-yard line. Third down, goal to go from the one-yard line for the Ubley Bearcats. Tackle made by number 55, Casey Kirkpatrick.
Just a power play by the Bearcats, the traditional Ubley football where they power ahead and they do exactly that right to the football's got to be on the nose of the goal line. They're that close. Nice run there by Spicer. We'll see what the offensive coordinator dials up, who they trust the most here to finish off this drive and get them back within a score.
Coming back out in the T formation, three men backfield. Casey Sweeney under center, hands it off to Lemke. Lemke dives in, standing up, touchdown Bearcats. The Ubley Bearcats score with 11:14 left in the fourth quarter to bring it back in within one possession right here on the WLAW Sports Network. Two-point conversion still upcoming.
That's a big series there for the Bearcats. They strike, get it back within, they're within 8 points now with a possible two-point conversion to make it less. But now the defense has to do what they've only been able to do maybe one time tonight and force a punt and give their offense another shot.
Going for two in that pistol formation. Three wide to the right. Sweeney in the pistol. Spicer to his right in a step behind him. Rolling to his right, looking to pass down to the corner of the end zone. It is brought in, but they say he fell out of bounds before he could bring it in. That was Nick Wright. Incomplete. Two-point conversions no good. And still so, Sandusky now leads by 8 points with 11-14 right here on the WLAW Sports Network in the fourth quarter. Your home for high school football is Sports Radio 102.1.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Drs. Scott Reiter, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With Outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, four pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sebring, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Ubley scores for the second time tonight, bringing it back within one possession. It's an eight-point ball game as Sweeney's kick comes in at the 32-yard line and there's pushed out all the way out to the 46-yard line. Good field position for the Redskins to start this drive with 11:08 remaining in the fourth quarter with an eight-point lead, 22-14, first and 10 left right across your radio.
Bearcats elect to kick it as deep as they can, and a great return by Sandusky as they get it just across their own 45-yard line. Nose of the football touching their own 46, so a pretty good field position to start this drive, and a crucial drive for both teams. If Sandusky's able to hold on to the ball and punch it in, this game is virtually over with. Bearcats defense need to stop them and force a turnover to give themselves a chance to tie this game back up.
First and 10, T formation, Carlson under center, working just inside of the left hash. Handoff up the gut, and nothing going there much at all. Just 2 yards and a cloud of dust at this point. Bottom of that pile would be Braxton Washi. Excuse me, that's number five. That wasn't number five, Trent Lee. I'm not quite sure. How that was.
Number 77, Preston Halleck, was the lead guy in there for the Bearcats. Stopped him after a two-yard gain. Not much going for the Sandusky offense as they try to punch it straight ahead into that Bearcat defense. They respond, second down and eight.
10.5 left in the fourth quarter. 22-14, eight-point ball game. Sandusky on offense with a second and eight from their own 47-yard line. Three-man backfield. Carlson still under center. Has been all night. And we have whistles, and we have our first timeout of the second half called by Craig Jacobson of the Sandusky Redskins. 10-18 left in the fourth quarter. Now we check in with other area games going on across the region. And last we heard, the Bannex Hatchets tied it up with Lakers 12-12 on a big run. But since, the Lakers have retaken the lead 18-12 sometime in the third quarter there. At the still in the third quarter. Excuse me, end of the third quarter now. Harbor Beach leads KPAC 50-7. And Morris leading Mayville 40-6. That's according to our famed Argus Preps. Way out in the middle of nowhere. It looks like that's all we have. Last we heard, Marlette was trailing Cass City in the second quarter, 28-7. We do believe that is halftime.
35-7 now in the third quarter. That's five touchdowns now for Santa Cathrell.
Brown City was leading early against Memphis, 14-0. No word yet there. At halftime, Reese was leading Vassar, 21-0. Wow. So 15 minutes ago, Cathrell already had his fifth touchdown of the night. 10-18 left here in the fourth quarter, and we've had a great game so far.
We sure have. Sandusky come out early, took the lead, held on to it ever since. Bearcats in the chasing mode here, but let's see who wins here. Bearcat defense, Sandusky offense. Sandusky looking for a big play here on second down.
And it's pitch out to the right, and they have room to run. He has the first down. That'd be number 28, Braxton Washi, across midfield into Sandusky or Ubley territory, and finally brought down at the 34-yard line. A nice 18-yard run for Washi to flip the field. First and 10 for the Redskins.
Have you noticed, Clark, where the big plays have come? They've come around the outside. They have attacked the secondary of Ubley. They've attacked these linebackers. And up the middle, Bearcats have been extremely sound tonight. Just a few big plays, one or two. But when they've gone to the outside, Sandusky has found good yardage all game long. And they just keep setting it up, pounding the middle. And as soon as they need one, they go to the outside. And that one there goes for 18 as Sandusky gets a first down starting here now at the 34-yard line of Ubley.
Left right across your radio, an eight-point ball game, 22-14, less than 10 minutes to play in regulation. Carlson hands it off to number 25 up the middle. That would be Zach Franzel. Gets out for maybe 2, maybe 3 yards, brought down by Adam Weber on that defensive line. Right in the trenches after a 2-yard gain. Second down and eight from the 33-yard line.
Not much happening there for Sandusky. Again, they go right back to that halfback dive right up the middle out of the tee, run right into the back of their offensive lineman, stands him up, and that gives Adam Weber enough time to shed his blocker and pull him down from behind and pull him backwards, and only allowing a very minimal gain of a yard or two.
Second down, 8 yards to go. 9:05 left in the regulation. Sandusky now really in no hurry at all. They had a couple delay of game penalties in that first half. Nothing since halftime, though. Carlson gets the snap, hands it off, and tripped in the backfield even before he hit any action there. That would be number 28, Braxton Washi. He was brought down at the line, maybe a gain of a yard out to the 31-yard line. Third down and seven for the Sandusky Redskins against the Ubley Bearcats.
No doubt about it. Four down territory for Sandusky. Would be shocked if they aired the ball out. It's going to be a run play, almost guaranteed, right out of the tee. But you got to keep an eye on Franzel. He's been the guy they've gone to. Washi's had a ton of carries, but when they've needed one, they've gone to Franzel. Don't be surprised if they go right to test the far side of the field with an extended run around the left side.
Carlson under center. Pitches it out to Franzel. Franzel with the lead blockers. Now he's brought down after about a 3-yard gain out to about the 28-yard line, maybe the 29 according to the spot. Tackle made by Casey Sweeney out of the secondary. And it'll be short, and it brings up a fourth down, 4 yards to go.
Exactly what we figured, Clark. They're going to go right back to the left side. And the reason I picked Franzl is there's more space out there for Sandusky to work. Franzl not able to get a lot going. Gets a couple, but a good job by Lemke out there to force Franzl to stop getting to the sideline, cut back up the middle, and that's where the rest of the defense is supposed to be, and it was. Casey Sweeney able to come up and help make the tackle. Fourth down. And